Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the cats and the cradle and the silver spoons. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. We should give that to DBJ.
Cats
in the cradle. Let's do that. We're going to listen this hour, later on this hour, we're going to listen to the calls that DBJ did for the Stanford game. How many did he do, Solana?
He did two, and then Jimmy, I haven't even heard this next one. Jimmy told me Joe Z kind of just did something on his own for us.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I like when Joe Z freestyles. Yeah. I'm a big fan of freestyle.
You think Joe's a little jealous through the years? He wants a couple lines?
I think maybe... Maybe in like a blowout situation, the second half of the Stanford game.
Yes, yes.
But in most instances, I think he reviles us.
I think I just want to see Vic tap him and point to a picture on the wall and see if Josie goes crazy.
Would be great, man. we should call Josie one and say, you know, DBJ's getting some cold feet about doing these lines. Do you think you could take over for him for the rest of the season?
see
what the reaction would be. I'm looking at NBA games tonight because I'm having some fun betting these Bulls props, but I'm thinking about maybe broadening my reach into Duncan Robinson props all season long. Let's see what old Dunky is tonight. Magic and Pistons tonight. Duncan Robin, do you have any idea? I know he had one awful game and one good game, but I really haven't followed.
I have not kept up with the Pistons at all.
Dunkey is 9.5 on over-under and 2.5 on threes made. 2.5. We got any Pels action tonight? Oh, let's see what we got here. How's Zion doing? I honestly, since the first couple of games, which he looked good, I haven't been following too much.
Nah, he looked okay, right? I mean, he wasn't putting up any... there's been some numbers put up over the past
DJ,
week of the season.
DJ sent me something. There have been like 14 50-point games.
40-point games, I think.
Was it 40? Yeah, I guess 40-point games. And over the... Like, it's so far outpacing any other season in the history of basketball.
That's... And all them overtimes, too.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, the overtimes.
The two OKC games to start the season. Zion tonight, 23.5.
Zion is leading the Pelicans in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and he's second in blocks.
I mean, he should be, though, right?
Yeah.
27, 9.5 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals.
Legit numbers, man.
Yeah. He can play ball. Hawk just goes too far with his MVP thing.
That's only two games. He missed a game already. So he's only played two games, yeah.
Did you see, by the way, the latest edition of Michael Jordan on the NBA on NBC?
No. Was it as alluring as before?
It was another interview with Mike Wilbon. I believe it's the same chair. I think they're just cutting up pieces of that for the rest of the season. But
Mike
whatever.
Tirico.
Mike Tirico, excuse me.
What? Mesmerizing story did he tell this week?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Mike Tirico asked him about load management. And MJ, I'm paraphrasing here, said, hey, everybody, get off your lazy asses and play basketball. and that's why I love Michael Jordan.
Ooh.
He said every day he went out there, he said, you play basketball 2.5-3 hours a day. He goes, what are you doing the rest 19-20 hours to get ready for the next time you're playing basketball? He said, listen, if you physically can't go, you physically can't go. He said, now when I sprained my ankle, I kept playing because I wanted to prove to everyone that I was the greatest on the court. And I wanted to entertain the fans who were sitting up in the rafters, who had spent all their money to get tickets for that night. Because DiRico was saying, hey, you used to play 80, 81, 82 games a season. And he said, yeah, because they were there to see me. And I wanted to be out there. I am so with Michael Jordan, man.
You could have wrote that before the interview came out. Mike DiRico asked Michael Jordan about load management. What does Michael say? You need to play every game. Back in my day, I wanted to entertain the crowd and prove I was great. Hug.
But I want to hear Michael Jordan say it, and I saw him say it.
I don't know if it's going to last all basketball season.
Oh, my God. It's getting better every week. It's ridiculous.
Ask him who came first, the chicken or the egg. Would that be interesting?
Yes. There's nothing Michael Jordan can do that would not be interesting.
Michael Jordan would have played 60 games on average a season if he played in the modern NBA.
That's not true. What do you mean
games?
The modern NBA?
Ooh, modern
he didn't play in 1941.
Played in the modern NBA, be playing 60
Stop
games a
it.
Season.
You don't know. This is here's the problem. People his age think they know Michael Jordan.
I saw the guys he was playing against.
And they don't know Michael Jordan.
No.
They never, ever have seen anyone like Michael Jordan. And he thinks, like Solana thinks, he's got Michael Jordan's tenacity. He thinks he's got that same kind of will to do well at whatever he does. You have no idea.
Solana.
Crowder.
What these new players do, if they get tapped on their wrist, they fly into Section 114?
Honestly, I'm not extreme.
Fouls were fouls back in the day, and he was still playing 80 games a year.
Fouls were not fouls. They were over-the-top fouls, and
They got their ass up and played basketball.
Nowadays, there's fouls, and guys got to take care of their bodies. Basketball players nowadays, by the time they get to the NBA – have run down their legs more than Michael Jordan's entire career.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
More than his entire career. Started playing his junior year in college.
His career at North Carolina and then on the USA Olympic team.
Wasn't putting up 30 minutes a game at North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
It would be interesting. No, we can't. If Michael was born, like Michael Jordan, how he's built, what he is. If he was born in 98. Because now he'll be a part of the culture of load management, where back then they didn't have it.
Well, I can tell you, whatever era he played in, like if he played in LeBron's era, there would be no debate as to who the best basketball player is. Because Michael Jordan, if you got to see him up against LeBron on a nightly basis, no one would have another case.
No. But if he saw, if he was LeBron and KD and Chris, if he was on, if Michael Jordan was on the banana boat.
Yeah.
And he saw all those guys doing load management. Would he now be in the thought process of, hey, man, this is what the league is. I need to load manage.
Not how his mind worked.
But his mind worked like that because he played back in the day when it was nasty.
His mind worked like that because he's Michael Jordan. I'm telling you.
Michael Jordan, you said born in 1998? DeMar DeRozan.
Hawk. Can I hit him?
I will jump on him. I will stomp on
the
his head.
The league is deeper.
It's only us four.
The league is deeper. There's more talent across every single team. There's more superstars across every single league. The league's gone international. I mean, we're talking about the NBA right now.
The league's gone international. Jordan was international before the league was international.
I'm not saying Michael Jordan didn't take the league international.
That was a mic drop moment there. Kukoc.
Who's going to stop? Name somebody that's going to stop Michael Jordan from Slavia.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Yeah, all right. Headlines are sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So they're just going to keep cutting up that same one interview.
I hope so.
That same one interview. They're just going to run it right down our throats.
I hope so.
He better ask somebody a question. Michael better ask somebody, talk to somebody else other than Mike Tirico.
I mean, somebody points out on the chat, I mean, you showed up late for work today. You think you're Michael Jordan. You showed up late for work. You think Michael Jordan ever called Phil Jackson and said, you know, I'm caught in traffic.
I'm late for work, but this show we're doing today longer than anything Michael Jordan will contribute to NBC this season.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's how you're judging Michael Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
On his NBA on NBC appearance in 2025?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're – that's where you're comparing yourself to Michael Jordan? That's the only time that you might be able to compare yourself. And by the way, he didn't show up late for the interview with Tirico.
Well, we don't know about that. And to be honest, Hawk, I mean, you talk about Michael Jordan like every part of his life – that he dedicates time to, he does it with this tenacity of the greatest competitor in the world, yeah. Michael Jordan.
That's MJ, right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah. So why not? If you want to be a basketball analyst, why not contribute
because
the same amount of time?
Because he doesn't
want to
be a basketball analyst. Oh, he's shown you over the last 20 years he has no interest in being part of the media.
Then don't sign the contract. Don't sign the contract
he
to
did
do
it
some
for
one-
you.
For
he
me.
He did it for me. He did it for Crowder. You think Michael Jordan wants to be part of a basketball broadcast? Michael Jordan, you think he's doing that for himself? I will kick your ass.
Now, you think Michael, you think he went back and forth for his price to do that
Well,
show?
I don't know. I mean, all I'm hearing is Michael Jordan's going to be part of NBC, NBA on NBC.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan,
budget,
Michael
you know?
Jordan.
Hey, I heard John Tesh is coming back for Round Ball Rock. You think they might have room for me? I feel like I'm not as well-recognized as I once was. I'd like to get on the NBA on NBC broadcast. I mean, he dreaded taking that call, and he's doing it for you. And if you can't appreciate it, that's your ass. I don't know what that means.
I know. Yeah, that was good, though. Yeah. That was passionate.
For me.
That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Magic. I mean, look, hey, Jordan, pack it up, go home. I don't need these half-assed little interviews with Tirico. I'm good with T-Mac. Yeah. I'm good with Vince Carter, and I'm good with Melo, who finally wore something appropriate on the damn broadcast.
Let's compare Michael Jordan's interview with Tirico to Solana telling us about his interview with Jaime Jaquez Jr. a couple seasons ago that went a lot wild. And let's see who's better at broadcasting.
MJ negotiating. Ask him for another 100,000.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Ask him to throttle back on the number of minutes with Tirico and see if they can meet me halfway on the per diem. You know, like,
lunch and dinner.
Yeah. He's got like 18 private jets. He's got a naval fleet of boats. You know, I really want to get into broadcasting. Could I do a podcast?
MJ Unleashed.
Just reading here, Michael Jordan played 82 games, 9 times, only missed 64 games in 15 seasons.
Pretty remarkable.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty remarkable.
Pretty impressive. Maybe this Jordan guy wasn't too bad. All right, gentlemen, so your headlines.
Going right to weather, huh? Yeah, this is the guy who's saying Jordan doesn't take the broadcasts seriously enough.
Your headlines.
What happens if you sit down to write a book? You start with the end? I'm going to write a book. The end. What? I didn't write the book? I thought I had just written the book.
The Florida Panthers lost to the Ducks yesterday in a shootout 3-2. Man, if only they had Michael Jordan, they would have won that game.
I mean, oh, I'm sitting here sleeping on a bed of $50 billion. Man, I got to get into broadcasting because it's something I really want to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Miami Heat blew out the Hornets 144-117. Gentlemen, as we sit here today, a week into the season, a week and a day, the Heat lead the NBA in points per game, and they lead the NBA in pace. They're number two in net rating. Different era.
Tell them the Jaime Jaquez Jr. numbers.
Bro, Jaime Jaquez Jr. leads the NBA in plus minus on the floor. And let me read you his numbers over the first four games, because truthfully, it is just like insane stuff. I'll pull him up for you right now.
Man.
But insane what he has done, the way he's revitalized his career.
Can he keep that? It is impressive. But it was what? I think the beginning of the fourth, and every time that ball stopped, he was on his knees breathing hard. Can they keep up this pace of play? Because they are flying.
It seems almost impossible, but God bless them. I mean, they kept it up without Norman Powell. So
yesterday, no Norman Powell, no Tyler Hero. You score 144 points. Jaime Jaquez Jr., just in terms of scoring the basketball, has been outstanding, but I was just reading this. Jaime has the best defensive rating in the NBA in the regular season right now.
Amazing.
That's what's crazy about
all this. Was there talk with him? I don't even know. Was there talk with him after the season about rededicating myself to, like, something was lacking last season? Was there talk like, this is a man possessed? Look out for Jaime Jaquez Jr. Did anyone, like, or is this a surprise?
He had a 41-point game, the final game of the regular season last year. Nobody played. Jaime plays. He has a 41-point game. I remember after that, some people saying, hey, like, where's this guy been? We saw it his rookie season. 31 on Christmas Day when Jimmy Butler was out, beat the 76ers. Where's that guy been? But no, coming into training camp, I didn't think Jaime was going to get a lot of burn to start the season. I really didn't. I'm not kidding. Like, this guy is in the best shape he's ever been in, and he is, without a doubt, the best player on the Miami Heat right now. Norman Powell is handling the scoring. Bam Adebayo is doing everything. Jaime Jaquez Jr., the lineups with Jaime are better than any lineup in the NBA.
What? Because we're this fast pace, whatever they want to call it. What was the offense that we used to run? Real slow, wait till 2 seconds left?
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Butler style.
Pound the ball, screen, 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 horns, screen, Jimmy Butler in the corner, 7-6-5, pray.
That's what, like, can this offense, because it seems like he's getting the ball at the top of the key and literally just ISOing the big guy. Does this offense help him out more? Because he wasn't great in the old pound and ground, whatever the hell you just called
it. Yeah, it's more conducive to what suits him, which is get into the painted area. Get into the painted area. But he's also finishing at a much higher efficiency this season. His numbers are legitimately absurd. But it's everybody. It's not just Hyman. Yeah. Like, it's everybody.
Oh, Bam gets – he had Big Falafel out there last night and was doing him at the three-point line.
What was Bam's over-under last night? I can't remember. Was it 22.5?
22.5.
And he ended with 22, I think, right?
26.
Oh, 26? I thought he ended with 22.
And Bam missed about five bunnies, too.
Yeah.
He got some good points, relief points in garbage time yesterday. I'm not going to lie. He finished.
I was surprised he was still in, because I remember looking at the game and I was surprised that he was still playing, because it seemed to be a blowout.
Yeah, Bam had 26 yesterday.
So he hit the over, okay.
10 of 16 in the game. He had 7 in the fourth.
Khalil needs to stop shooting threes.
What was Khalil's total?
Kolo didn't have a good game yesterday.
How many end with?
14.
Oh, so he hit the over as well.
I mean, he's a minus 14. The only player for the Heat that was a
minus. Doesn't matter as long as you hit your over if someone bet the over.
He shot four threes from the same spot and bricked them all.
Buy in now. That's all I'm telling you. Buy in right now.
All right. You've seen enough.
No, I mean, no joke. We were kidding the last hour. It's going to be important to see how they do on this road trip. Three of those four teams are legitimate West Coast contenders. I know the Lakers are without Luka, they're without LeBron, but that's still a tough place to win. But Norman Powell's questionable. But, like, people are talking about, oh, what's going to happen when Tyler Hero comes back? How's that going to work? They should trade Tyler Hero. They're running the best offense in the NBA. They put up 144 points without Norman Powell. They can't make an offensive juggernaut and Tyler Hero work in this offense. It makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense. They're going to be better.
I loved his look last night and the sweater. It's hard to believe it's Tyler Hero.
Yeah, I get that money. You change your look.
Did you see his now. Harry Potter look the other night when they played the Knicks?
Yeah.
I meant to send it to you guys. I had a video of it. I mean, he just dressed like he's going to Hogwarts.
Outfit cost $47,000.
Ira tweeted out, Norman Powell took the flight today with the Heat to San Antonio, as did all but Terry Rozier.
I don't want to be negative, but playing at that pace, there's going to be a lot of injuries.
Well, I think that, I mean, you know that going in, I think, if you're Spo, like that's part of the equation. It's like, yes. that kind of pace is going to be indicative, I think, of a team that's got to rest players, talking about load management, that's got to rest players throughout the season because it's impossible to keep that pace up, but it's obviously a decision that they feel comfortable making.
Yeah.
But it's why they drafted Kasper Siakoutonis, who I know has been out, so it's not the best example, but he's somebody who can just run. Pelle Larsson yesterday stepped in for Norman Powell. He ended up scoring 17 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. That's why when you say, what are they doing that's helping Jaime? Bro, this stuff is helping everybody. Davion Mitchell looks like a legit great point guard right now. Everybody's executing, their efficiency's off the chart, and it's all because of how they're playing.
I just noticed you copy and pasted the show sheet from last Wednesday because it says that the Heat and Magic play the season opener tonight.
No, FIU at Missouri State, World Series Game 5. Yeah, no, I must have just forgotten to take that off.
I'm talking about the Heat Magic season opener at the top. That's what I'm talking
probably
about.
Probably just forgot to take it off.
Right, you copy and paste.
I didn't copy and paste.
Huh.
Probably just forgot to take that off. No big deal.
Huh. Well, it is a big deal.
Well, I mean, the date is different. The national days are different.
Right, but it's a pretty big deal.
Everything else is different.
The
schedule is updated.
I thought the Heat Magic opened the season tonight. And I don't know what else to believe now on the show sheet.
Starts off bad. Is
there a World Series Game 5? I don't know. Is Hurricane Hotline up at 6? Who knows? Is it really Randy Jackson's birthday?
Well, the birthday list, that I would agree, you should never trust me.
I feel like that was another day. I feel like Andy Dalton and Randy Jackson were a couple days ago.
Oh, the Red Rifle.
What does Randy Jackson say?
I don't think that's Randy Jackson. You're talking about Tito Jackson?
No, Randy Jackson. He said it on the
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, no for me,
dog.
Oh,
I thought it was Randy Jackson from the Jacksons. It's that Jackson?
They all look the same.
Well, honestly, there's a Randy Jackson.
No one brings up the Michael Jackson Randy
Jackson. We have Tito Jackson on our birthday list.
Well, it's not Randy Jackson from American Idol.
So it's Randy Jackson from the Jacksons. I was right.
June 23rd.
This is Joe Jackson's boy on the birthday list?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, 64 years old.
Yeah, happy birthday, Randy Jackson.
He's got a weird face.
They all do. He had stuff done?
I don't know, but he's got a weird face. It looks like he has cotton balls in his face, in his mouth.
You don't know if people had work done?
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I don't feel comfortable commenting after you say they all look the same. I think there's some.
I'm talking about the Jacksons. They're brothers and sisters. Come on, man.
Randy Jackson.
Wait, so you're telling me Randy Jackson from American Idol? That's going to be a no for me, dog. That Randy Jackson is not a member of the Jackson family?
No.
The Michael Jackson family?
No. In fact, Randy Jackson from American Idol was in the rock band Journey.
What?
Yeah.
As what?
I knew that.
What do you mean, as what? A musician.
You thought American
Idol. Don't stop believing?
Yeah.
You thought Randy Jackson was related to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I thought he was in the Jackson 5.
I think a lot of people think that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that's how he got on American Idol. He's a Jackson, same as Janet Jackson.
That's their sister.
Yeah.
All Jacksons are. What about Lamar? Damn, Joe had a big gap between Michael and Lamar. Joe's still working.
Wait till I tell you the story of how he ended up with Phil. Wait till you see this woman.
Oh, that was a big woman. Strong jeans.
Anything else?
Yeah, those were your sports headlines. Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Tonight will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, we're going to listen to the DBJ cuts in the next segment. I'm very excited for this.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, little Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy. Like it. Hendrix, man.
Stand to your fire.
Let me stand next to your fire. You know Hendrix? Solana?
Yeah, like the alcohol.
Hendrix?
The gin.
Never even heard of that. I don't know what that is.
It just blew up recently. It's a young kid.
Both drink. These guys smacking their lips, eating Halloween candy. That's both of you guys are disgusting right
this
now.
This is the worst thing in the world. There's buckets everywhere.
Jesus, you can walk past candy without taking it. You don't have to take the candy.
With these tingling diabetic feet, no way I'm going past these peanut M&Ms.
Throw me an M&M.
You guys are ridiculous, man.
You gonna catch it?
Yeah, all right, let's...
Skater's going to chip your tooth.
Totally going to chip his tooth. You know what goes on with his teeth. This is such a bad idea. This is such a bad idea. His gums are going to start bleeding.
Throw me an M&M. Come on.
Such a bad idea. Hey, don't let me forget to give away Heat tickets because we have a pair every day this week. Don Bailey Jr., you know, he'll join us tomorrow. Tomorrow we have an abbreviated show, so we're going to have to go through Gino and Don Bailey Jr. at a rapid-fire pace. But Don Bailey Jr. works some of our show lines into the Hurricanes football broadcast. I don't know even what he did. I haven't heard him. I don't even know what he did. So you tell me, Solana, what did he do for the Stanford broadcast last Saturday?
So I remind you what we gave him. We gave him last resort again, Papa Roach.
Yes. Did he do that?
He did not.
That one's so easy. Why won't he do that one?
No idea. But the two he did were very well done. Good Burger and 6-7.
Oh, okay. Oh, this goodness. Is exciting. All right, so let's hear the Good Burger line. Can we hear it from Kel before we, like, this is what we gave DBJ.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
All right, let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast.
14 more yards. Beck now 21 of 29. Looking more and more like the Carson Beck handoff. Coming right side at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jordan Lyle. Lyle gets loose with a touchdown. 34-7, Miami.
Jordan Lyle gets the handoff and accelerates while throwing a little bit of bob and weave at him, but it was pure power and then some speed.
Extra point on the way, and it's good. 9:34 to go at Hard Rock Stadium. Your new score, Miami 35, Stanford 7.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Yes, you can. The order is nice touchdown.
Another one. You want to take another one?
I had Joe Zagacki responding with "Yes, you can" at minus 50,000. You knew that one was coming a mile away. Yeah, that was good. He may have said "booger" instead of "burger" on the second one. Do you have that cut up real short or no? Play the real short version of that.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I think it was a booger. I think he had booger on the second one. I got to give him. I got to take away style points, right? Gonna make that an A minus.
It's a letter.
All right, live. This is the 6-7 line that we gave him. It's from TikTok and all over the place. Here's what we gave DBJ.
Hey, 6-7.
6-7.
Oh, you still can't get that
making
right.
Making copies. 6-7. Let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did.
Now Miami's trying to find some joy in the run game. Second and goal from the one. Ruckermeyer over the ball. Beck turns, gives. Fletcher walks into the end zone for a touchdown. Mark Fletcher has a collector's item. A touchdown, and Miami has the lead 13-7 at Hard Rock Stadium.
That offensive line gets the movement, opens the hole, and Big Fletch turns his way into the end zone, gives your Hurricanes 6 points.
Now the extra point by Davis. Good snap, good hold. He knocks it through, and for the first time in 7 quarters, Miami has a lead in the game.
6-7.
I think it's supposed to be
6-7.
They wanted us to do it together.
Well,
there we go.
Then mission accomplished.
That was great.
Uh-huh. Oh,
that was great. We should put up. Do we have like announcer cam video of that? That would go viral.
I
man.
Don't know if we do.
They set it up perfectly where he said that gives them 6, and then Joe said they haven't been, what was it, outscored in 7 quarters or something like that. They set that up perfectly, and they pulled it off perfectly.
My kids
that
are going to love
really
this.
Good. That was I am tickled by that. That was really good. Were they doing the hands? Do you know? Do we have any idea?
Only chances if Vic got it.
Right,
because that's the only.
But
video.
He would have posted that picture immediately. That video right after his 305 Hialeah picture from the locker room that you post every week.
Throw Bose and Vic at your own peril.
I love Vic.
Oh,
love
you
Vic.
Can't say what you said and then just count it with. Guy. Oh, I love Vic. That's my guy.
That's my guy.
That road rage get to you.
6-7. Do you want to play the other thing that you said, Jimmy? Cut up. Is this worth playing?
I think it is. I just heard it. This is literally. What do you always say? Apropos of nothing?
Yeah.
Joe's a guy. I won't even say anything. Just play it. This is in the middle
this
of the
just
broadcast.
During the broadcast.
During the broadcast.
Okay.
High formation. Fletcher at the top of the eye. Ball at the 3. First and goal from the 3. Beck under center. Turns and gives. Fletcher over the right side.
Get
Fletcher
him,
into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Hot dog Holly Golly. I got you on that one, didn't I?
I like that one. I like that one.
Give that one to Hawkman and Crowder. Hot dog Holly Golly.
I think Joe Zagacki had no idea what was coming out of his mouth. And it came out hot dog Holly Golly. which has never come out of anybody's mouth ever in the history of the world. There's no such thing as hot dog holly golly. No, like that's not a saying.
Does Joe think we just make up random words?
Well, I think to get himself off the hook for blurting out something that he didn't mean to blurt out, I think he used us as a crutch.
He crutched us.
He's like, hey, give that to Hock and Crowder. You were asking whether Joe wants to be part of this. I think he does. Well, I take it back. I think his mouth wants to. His brain doesn't want to. And I think there was a struggle, and the mouth just ended up blurting out, hot dog, holly golly.
Hot dog, holly golly.
How does that, where does that pop in your mind?
Hot dog, like hot dog. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll give
hot
you that.
Dog.
It's a weird exclamation in 2025 to yell hot dog, but people used to yell that, like in the Andy Griffith show or whatever. It would be like, oh, hot dog, we got ourselves a game.
Joe's a little long in the tooth.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Looks good, though.
Oh, he looks good.
But holly golly.
Never heard it.
I don't know what that's never been said before. I don't know where that came from.
Do you think if you worked that into our interview with Gino Toretta tomorrow, just super nonchalant, he would call you out on it?
If I said,
just like a hot dog, holly golly.
Does Carson Beck need some sort of hot dog, holly golly moment to get, back into the Heisman race?
Please write that down.
Jimmy, write down hot dog, holly golly.
On it.
All right. I just want to see how he spells it. Hot dog, holly golly. That is great, man.
That's my man.
That was really good. That's a good week of calls right there. Mm-hmm. So DBJ will join us tomorrow. They've got SMU noon. So what is that, an 8 a.m. Canes game day start?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, I thought your math was off. I just wanted 8 a.m. game start. I was like, it's
no. 8 a.m. is when the pregame will start on Saturday morning on this radio station.
How does that game get the noon treatment?
I don't know, because also, as I was saying to – who was I talking to?
Cannell?
Yeah, Cannell, yesterday. Yeah. That's a noon game. It's in Texas. That's an 11 a.m. start.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem fair. And then Cannell was like, oh, you're setting up excuses already. It's not fair. I mean, you're traveling, then you're playing at 11 a.m.? Like, how long is your game day prep usually?
Well, you're there 3 hours before.
So now they got to get there at 8 a.m.?
8:30.
I mean, they've been playing primetime games all season long, so for one, I think.
You're waking up at 7:15. Yeah, breakfast and then get on the bus. That's an early morning for a college football.
They've probably been doing that all week, though. That would be my guess, right? You adjust your schedule all week to get ready for that game.
Listen, this is something that Danny said that, and we were moving over the interview, and we were having fun. He's like, teams now practice in the morning. We had to go to class.
Right.
Like, there was no, we're practicing, football players have to go to evening classes. No, class started at 9. We had to be there at damn 9.
Yeah,
I wasn't going. I didn't go.
Come on. I mean, I was going to say, don't make it sound like you were actually showing up to class.
Well, my schedule was changed a little bit after, making the All-SEC team.
There's my guy, Josh Giddey. Double-double tonight, my brother. Double-double tonight. Everybody, this is a sign. This is a sign. I'm telling you, put it in right now.
Giddey?
Put it in. Giddey, double-double. Yeah. Even money.
Got a heavy jaw.
Let me give away Heat tickets as long as I'm screaming about Josh Giddey and the Bulls. Heat and Blazers, November 8th at the Kaseya Center. We have a pair of tickets every day this week, so you'll have another chance tomorrow and Friday if you don't win these. What caller number do you want to take for these? You want to take 6-7?
6-7.
That's two
making
numbers.
Copies.
Nope.
I don't know what I should
what
say.
Number does Josh Giddey wear?
Josh Giddey wears a number between 0 and 99.
I don't want to go too high because now Jimmy's on the phone for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Throws him off.
All right, let's do 67 then.
No, let me see. Let me see what
number
Josh
three.
Giddey wears. Giddey wears 3?
Yep.
All right, let's take caller 3. 305-567-0560. I can tell you already who the winner is. Because I can see all the callers' names come up on the phone lines, and I see who line 3 is. Congratulations, Tyler. Stay on hold, because Jimmy's going to get to you, and you're going to be the big winner.
Big tie.
Brandon, sorry, buddy. cell phone, whoever you are, sorry, pal. Steve Mattson, sorry, pal. Leonardo, ain't you. Lourdes Rodriguez, sorry. It ain't going to be you. Hey, Kyle Rosenthal, maybe tomorrow. Alex Vallejo, maybe another day, buddy. It's going to be Tyler. It's going to be Tyler Adams. How about that? Tell Tyler Adams that he's the winner, Jimmy. He's caller number three. All right, there you go. That's the heat tickets. You got the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.